For our first scripture lesson, we will turn to the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. Hear these words. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On page 10 of the New Testament, you will find the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew, specifically chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. A familiar story for this time of Advent. When John the Baptist heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it was written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Sometimes I think the church seems woefully out of touch in today's world. For many people in the 21st century, it seems crazy to talk about prophets and angels and revolutionary leaders born in a barn in some backwoods village in Israel. And yet for people of faith, for people who believe in Jesus Christ, this talk of traditions and prophets does not sound quite so out of place, even in our daily lives. This kind of talk is valid and valuable to us. As you well know, we believe in a book that has chapters that go back thousands of years. We believe in the words of prophets like Isaiah, men who lived several thousand years ago, but whose words still ring true for us in 2007. We still practice traditions that were started several hundred years ago in the Mother Church. Now, this doesn't mean that we live in the past, but rather that we respect and uphold the traditions of our forebears in the faith. Today, we lit the third candle on our Advent wreath, the candle of joy, that gaudy pink candle among the other three regal purple candles. In the long tradition of the church, today is Gaudete Sunday, so named for the first word of the response in today's liturgy, if you're saying it in Latin, Gaudete, or rejoice. The point was that in those long 4 weeks of darkness that surrounded Advent, There needed to be a break from that darkness, a pink candle that serves as a reminder that indeed Christmas is coming. And we will get there together in time if we will only practice patience. But at first glance, the gospel story doesn't really describe an instance of joy and rejoicing, or does it? John the Baptist sat in prison, locked up by King Herod, during a time of widespread oppression at the hands of the Roman Empire. John asks his disciples to go to talk to Jesus to find out if he really is the Messiah that has been promised by the prophets for thousands of years. You see, John the Baptist is not 100% sure that Jesus is the real deal. John the Baptist is truly the last of the Hebrew Bible prophets in a long line of men and women who spoke words that were given to them directly by God. Yes, John the Baptist is a prophet, but he's not sure about Jesus. And so, Jesus responds to these disciples of John the Baptist in the same roundabout, indirect way that Jesus uses in his parables. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. Now Jesus doesn't say, oh yes, I'm the guy. I'm the Messiah that the Jews have been waiting for all these centuries. I am the Son of God. Nope. Jesus doesn't say it that way. But the words he does use are probably even more descriptive and more dramatic because they are so mysterious. You see, Jesus is quoting the prophet Isaiah almost word for word as Jesus describes his own actions. But what about this prophecy for people who live in the 21st century and not the first century? Where do we find ourselves in 2007? John the Baptist sat in prison at a time of horrible oppression, not really a time of joy or rejoicing. Today's world has stories of global warming, of people shot and killed in church buildings in Arvada and Colorado Springs, of guerrilla wars raging in Afghanistan and Iraq, of starving people, starving children, and genocide in many countries in Africa. Seemingly endless stories of helplessness and hopelessness. So where are we to look for joy and good news? Well, I believe that we have every reason to rejoice today in the lighting of that pink candle. John the Baptist was not at all sure that Jesus was the promised Messiah, but we know how the story turns out. We know that Jesus is the Son of God, and that by his suffering, death, and resurrection, all of the world's people have already been saved from the power of sin and death. We know that the words of the prophet Isaiah already came true in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Even in the midst of all the hardships in this world, we know that Christmas is only 9 days away. As it is written in James 5, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Rejoice indeed. Amen.